Today is the fourth day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we continue to move into our brand new month. And we continue to move into the changing of the seasons. It's a lovely time here in the rolling hills of Tennessee. And so I hope it's a lovely time wherever you may be on this beautiful planet that God lets us live on. Let's take the next step forward on our journey. We'll go back into Deuteronomy. Today, chapters 26 and 27. Soon you will enter and take possession of the land that the Lord your God has given you as your property. When you have settled there, take some of the first produce harvested from the fields in the land that the Lord your God is giving you and put it in a basket. Then go to the place where the Lord your God will choose for his name to live. Go to the priest who is serving at that time and tell him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land that the Lord is giving us, as he swore to our ancestors. Then the priest will take the basket from you and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. You will make this formal statement in the presence of the Lord your God. My ancestors were wandering Arameans. There were only a few of them when they went to Egypt and lived as foreigners. But then they became a great, powerful, and large nation. So the Egyptians treated us cruelly, oppressed us, and made us do back-breaking work for them. We cried out to the Lord God of our ancestors, and he heard us. He saw our misery, suffering, and oppression. Then the Lord used his mighty hand and powerful arm to bring us out of Egypt. He used spectacular and awe-inspiring deeds, miraculous signs, and amazing things. He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. So now I've brought the first produce harvested from the fields you gave me, Lord. You will place the basket in the presence of the Lord your God and bow down in front of him. Then you, the Levites, and the foreigners who live among you can enjoy all the good things which the Lord your God has given you and your family. Every third year is the year when you will store a tenth of that year's crops in your houses. During that year, distribute what you have stored to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows in your cities, and they may eat all they want. When you have distributed all that was stored, say to the Lord your God, nothing is left of the holy offering stored in my house. I distributed it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows as you commanded me. I disobeyed none of your commands, and I didn't forget to do what you commanded. I didn't eat any of this holy offering while I was in mourning. I didn't distribute any of it while I was unclean. I didn't offer any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. I have done everything you commanded me. Look down from your holy place in heaven. Bless your people Israel and the land flowing with milk and honey that you have given us, as you promised with an oath to our ancestors. Today, the Lord your God is commanding you to obey these laws and rules. You must faithfully obey them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have declared that the Lord is your God and that you will follow his directions, obey his laws, commands, and rules, and listen to him. Today the Lord has declared that you are his people, his own special possession, as he told you. But you must be sure to obey his commands. Then he will place you high above all the other nations he has made. He will give you praise, fame, and honor, and you will be a people holy to the Lord your God as he promised. Moses and the leaders of Israel told the people, obey every command I'm giving you today. The day you cross the Jordan River and enter the land that the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and cover them with plaster. The Lord God of your ancestors is giving you a land flowing with milk and honey as he promised you. After you're in that land, write all the words of these teachings on the stones. After you cross the Jordan River, set up these stones on Mount Ebal and cover them with plaster, following the command I'm giving you today. Build an altar of stones there dedicated to the Lord your God. Don't use an iron chisel on the stones. You must use uncut stones to build the altar of the Lord your God. Sacrifice burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. Sacrifice fellowship offerings. Eat them there and enjoy yourselves in the presence of the Lord your God. Write clearly and carefully all the words of these teachings on the stones you set up. Then Moses and the Levitical priests said to all Israel, "Be quiet and listen, Israel. Today you have become the people of the Lord your God. Obey the Lord your God and follow his commands and laws which I'm giving you today." That same day Moses gave the people this command. After you cross the Jordan River, these are the tribes that will stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These are the tribes that will stand on Mount Ebal to announce the curses: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites will declare to all the people of Israel in a loud voice, "Whoever has a carved or metal statue, anything disgusting to the Lord that was made by a craftsman, and sets it up in secret, will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever curses his father or mother will himself be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever moves his neighbor's boundary marker will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever leads blind people in the wrong direction will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever deprives foreigners, orphans, or widows of justice will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever has sexual intercourse with his father's wife will be cursed. He has disgraced his father." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever has sexual intercourse with any animal will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever has sexual intercourse with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever has sexual intercourse with his mother-in-law will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever kills another person secretly will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever accepts money to kill an innocent person will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." "Whoever doesn't obey every word of these teachings will be cursed." Then all the people will say, "Amen." Luke 10:38 through 11:13. As they were traveling along, Jesus went into a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him talk. But Martha was upset about all the work she had to do. So she asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you worry and fuss about a lot of things. There's only one thing you need. Mary has made the right choice, and that one thing will not be taken away from her." Once, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he stopped praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Jesus told them, "When you pray, say this: Father, let your name be kept holy. Let your kingdom come. Give us our bread day by day. Forgive us as we forgive everyone else. Don't allow us to be tempted." Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend. Suppose you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a trip has dropped in on me and I don't have anything to serve him.' Your friend might answer you from inside his house, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything.' I can guarantee that although he doesn't want to get up to give you anything, He will get up and give you whatever you need because he is your friend and because you were so bold. So I tell you to ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. And for the person who knocks, the door will be opened. If your child asks you, his father, for a fish, would you give him a snake instead? Or if your child asks you for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? Even though you're evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. So how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Psalm 76. For the choir director on stringed instruments, a psalm by Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem. His home is in Zion. There he destroyed flaming arrows, shields, swords, and weapons of war. Selah, you are the radiant one. You are more majestic than the ancient mountains. Brave people were robbed. They died. None of the warriors were able to lift a hand. At your stern warning, O God of Jacob, chariot riders and horses were put to sleep. You alone must be feared. Who can stand in your presence when you become angry? From heaven you announced a verdict. The earth was fearful and silent when you rose to judge, O God, when you rose to save every oppressed person on earth. Selah. Even angry mortals will praise you. You will wear the remainder of their anger. Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. Let everyone around him bring gifts to the one who must be feared. He cuts short the lives of influential people. He terrifies the kings of the earth. Proverbs 12, 15 through 17. A stubborn fool considers his own way the right one, but a person who listens to advice is wise. When a stubborn fool is irritated, he shows it immediately, but a sensible person hides the insults. A truthful witness speaks honestly, but a lying witness speaks deceitfully. Okay, so in our reading from the Gospel of Luke today, Jesus' disciples asked him how to pray. They've been watching Jesus praying, which is having a conversation with God. And they watch him do this a lot, and they wanted to know how to do it themselves. And that's when Jesus sits with them and teaches them what we now know as the Lord's Prayer. Like, we probably, many of us, have it memorized. That's just not all that Jesus had to say about prayer, though. And it's important to kind of understand that there is a collaboration and a pursuit and a relationship involved in prayer. It's not like your Instacart, right? It's not like you put all the stuff that you need into the cart, you pay the bill, and then it shows up. It's not like that. It's a relationship. So Jesus tells about this story of a man. He had an unexpected guest arrive in the middle of the night at his house, and he didn't have any way to provide hospitality. And that's a big deal in this culture. So he's unprepared. And the man goes to his neighbor to get what he needs. And the neighbor does not want to get out of bed. And you can totally put yourself in that position. You don't want to do something that you got to do. But because of the friendship, and because of the boldness, the tenacity, the friend gets up and helps. And so Jesus then says, like, as a response to this story, this is about prayer. I'm telling you to keep asking. And you will get what you ask for. I'm telling you to keep seeking and you will find. I'm telling you to keep knocking and the door will be open to you. Because everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door is going to be open. So what do we see there? Like, we can see Jesus is like, ask, seek, knock. And we like, I do that, nothing happens. What Jesus is saying is something that we don't often do. And that is, don't stop. Don't give up. Don't stop. If you are seeking something, seek it until you find it. If you are knocking, keep knocking until the door is open. If you're asking for something, do you need it? Are you committed enough? Is it really a need that you're gonna seek until you find? The more deeper we get into this, the more we realize that we're invited into a relationship and we keep wanting to turn it into something that's like a transactional service. We get to make these requests to the Almighty God, and if we can just kind of make him proud somehow, like be good boys and girls, then he will pay us back with blessing. That's not a relationship. That's just not how they work. God is inviting us into a relationship that is ongoing, that is always on, that is never off, that is in the silence and in the loudness, that is always there, ever present, that we are walking with God and that we continue to walk. We continue to ask. We continue to seek. We continue to knock. We continue to listen. We continue to obey. Everything we need is here if we open our eyes. So Jesus, come into that. So much of the gospel can only be seen with eyes open to what's really happening in the world, but more importantly, the truth about ourselves and the truth about what we're hiding. You invite us into truth. Rarely do we ask, seek, and knock, and pursue these things. We pursue our desires. You pursue our hearts. May we pursue yours in return. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. It's a brand new quarter of the year. And so we have our brand new quarterly snapback hats in stock. This year, we have the new leather patches on them. We call this the established edition because it says that we established this global campfire in 2006. And so that's on the hat. So you can check those out in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. They're here for a limited time while supplies last during the next couple of months. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, profound. Thank you. Profound. Can't do it. There's no global campfire if we aren't it. And so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nancy calling from Medina, New York. Today is Saturday the 30th. Just wanted to give a praise report for my daughter-in-law, Blair. They did do the different things that they needed to do to help stop the labor so that the baby would hopefully stay longer inside her, and that has worked, and she's doing well. And I think she's at 33 and a half weeks. She's due May 15th, so they're hoping that she at least makes it to 34 weeks. So if you can continue to pray for my daughter-in-law, Blair. Also, a praise report for my daughter, Colette. We went to the follow-up appointment for her ear that she had surgery on. Everything is great. She can hear out of it. And she will have a hearing test in about a month to see how well it's doing. But everything looks really good. So praise the Lord for that. And thank you for all your prayers. Have a great day. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Hello, my name is Karen. I am from Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to come and ask for prayers. I've been listening for you since the first of the year. This has been a blessing. I am a new Christian. I am struggling with knowing that I am safe. I know that I am because I've asked and I believe, but it's a struggle. I ask that my husband and my children do come to Christ as well. And I also want to ask for my niece Melanie. She's in a horrible situation that we just asking God for prayers. I know that He's a God that cares, and I just need to believe, and I just need to know. I need a sign to know that I am safe. I am struggling with that. I don't know why, but I have asked, and I just want to be sure that I am. I believe in Him. I believe he died and rose again. I believe for that, but I just don't have a full, warm, fuzzy feeling. I don't know if that's the way I'm supposed to feel. And I also want a godly marriage. I want my husband to be safe. That is something that I've been praying strongly. I want him to be a godly leader in our home. I appreciate it. Thank you for the prayers.
Good morning, it's Eyes of a Dove. Trayvon, I've heard others praying for you, and I haven't gotten to that section where you're feeling despondent over the death of your friend. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me directly when I heard that news. And He says, rise up. Rise up, soldier. Put on your full armor of God. Anoint your temple, your right ear, your right thumb, your right toe. Take up your sword of the Spirit, take up your shield of faith, and rise. Trajan, you are called for just the time as this. God did not promise you rosy days, but challenges. You were born to be a warrior. He has anointed your words, your mind, to inspire, to encourage, and to lift up. And I sit in Shiva with you, and I wait, because I know the Lord will rise you up and make you the soldier that you are. You have a purpose-driven life, my friend. I'm praying for River, who was in a car wreck and his girlfriend has died. I'm praying that God, you would rise him up too. Help heal him and give him strength and encouragement. Cece in PA, I know you're suicidal, but God's got a purpose-driven life for you. And even in this struggle, girlfriend, adjust that crown and stand up and receive him. Maggie, you have a lump in your breast and you need a biopsy and you're only 23 years old. Father God, I pray you touch this biopsy situation, this lump, and you cause it to be benign and that any fear would be removed in the name of Jesus. Dancing Flame, your friend is in the hospital with liver failure, lots of medical complications. Father, would you touch and save her life? Thank you, Father God, for my dear friends here. Love, Eyes of a Dove.
Hello, family. It's Cece here again from Australia. Thank you for praying for my sister, Esmeralda, who's got through her heart operation successfully. Thank you so much. That's a miracle in itself. We just need some more prayer for her because she's developed an infection in her lungs. She's got pneumonia, and the doctors have not been able to find the right antibiotics to treat the pneumonia. As well as she's got a clot in her liver, and that's of concern to them. And she's got delirium and not being able to manage that as well. I just want to ask you to pray and keep praying that she'll come through all these other challenges, please. It's so comforting to know that we are supported by your prayers and that there is people out there that can help us pray together for her, that she'll completely come through all of these challenges and she'll be completely healed. I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for praying for my sister Esmeralda. Bless you all. Thank you.